Welcome to Statistics 196A, Education 401D, Spring 2022. I'm David Ragosa, the instructor for this course. This audio file is a companion to the PDF file 2022 lect0.pdf. That file is mainly a markup of the web page plus some additional pages, just so I had some of some of the core sources we are using. The history of the course is that I did this 5 or 6 times in the distant good old days history, fully in person, where we had 4 2-hour presentation sessions, usually starting week 2 just to get us off of the week 1 chaos, and then a week break, and then the 5th session was student presentations, which I'll say more about later in these comments. Then in spring 2020, and again in spring 2021, the course was done remote asynchronous, where the 4 weeks of presentation were conducted by posting the PDF slides that I would have brought to class, and accompanied by the audio, which is what I would have said in class, as an attempt to recreate the prior 4 weeks of class presentations. The advantage of the audio plus PDF is that you can consume at your own pace. Listening to me for 2 hours straight, show you R and data examples in the background thereof, can easily reach well past saturation. Being able to break up the sessions or even go back over things has some advantages. And then the week 5 student presentations were done by people posting their data analysis summaries. And you can see the full materials under the remote asynchronous version by clicking through to the spring 2021 materials, which you'll see beneath the pictures on the web page or on PDF page 1 of these slides. This year, for the last go round of this course, we're going to upgrade that to flipped instruction, which was all the rage before we went into lockdown, where we'll use a version of those posted materials, PDF slides plus audio, for the 4 2-hour presentations. The week 5 student presentations will be in class in Sequoia 200, and starting April 6th, the second week of the quarter, the in-person component of this course will be held during the stated class time. That is, I'll be coming in for that, for recap, discussion, further presentation, discussion of your research interests, and especially what you want to do in this course, and any assorted other things of interest. So we'll have an in-person component starting April 6th, I believe. We'll start the posting of the lectures the first week of the quarter, the week one of the quarter. We'll have 4 weeks of those postings. And starting, I'll be coming in on Wednesdays during the class time. And then we'll have our 5th session, I believe it's May 4th, as it says on the webpage. And weeks 1 through 4 are me making 2-hour presentations, and those will be reflected in the main content section going through our material, starting out with two-level nested models with measured variables, going on to generalized models, and going on to three-level and more specialized topics. And you can walk through all that. And then week five, which we had a week break, and then week five is student presentations. The idea here is that for one unit of Stanford credit, you should do more than listen to me. And it's the most interesting part of the course. People come and make short presentations in real time about a research topic, data analysis that might interest them, and it can be something they've been working on. Often this course dovetails with your research activities, or just another example for some of the packages we looked at. These can be of any level of complexity. It's just to make sure you do something. And these are quite interesting. The Stanford students almost always overperform. And so these are the most interesting parts of the course, and people get to see what other people are doing. So that's for the one unit of credit. It's relatively non-judgmental. There is value to making presentations in class. That's part of your development as apprentice professors or other fine outcomes. So that's the fifth session, is the short presentation of doing something, doing data analysis example. And it may be complex and it may be rather basic. Either one's fine. We have as our corpus, and the webpage gives you a lot of it, many of the Doug Bates packages, data repositories, talks, and other things. And these are great to look at. Most of these are folded into lectures. So what I do is I post a lot of things because sometime, and you can come back to this a year or 2 years later, you may need it. You may heard something, remember something I mentioned, and you, at that point, really want to learn more. So I usually provide a lot of basic resources, and you can use them as you wish. R is you always update it. LME4 is our main package, and we have lots of descriptors of that. We'll talk about some adjunct packages, either ones that add on to LME4 or do LME4 type things, and that is mixed effects models, but maybe from a slightly different algorithmic perspective. Well, we'll get through the core and a little bit of special topics in our 4 2-hour sessions, and then the fifth session is the submission, and that's the corpus of our course. I put in on page 3 of the PDF the LME4 package, just to show you what goes on. Doug Bates created this before LME4. There was NLME, so 90s up through about 2005 was the dominant package. Some people still use that because it gives you p-values. We'll talk about p-values in a little bit. But LME4 is now maintained by a number of people. Doug Bates was the original author of both NLME and LME4. Here in PDF page 4 is just front page of the vignette. I always try to encourage people to look through these. So I just put that in just to have some slides for the first day, and it gives you a little bit of history of the LME4 package. And of course, what Doug Bates has gone on to do, because he got frustrated with the R administrative, is he is working on Julia. If you use Jupyter, you've used some Julia. And the mixed models package in Julia has R data structures. And instead of LMER, it's LMM. So syntax basically the same, but you may want to take a look at that. There is a whole bunch of variants. This is mixed effects models is a big industry. We'll try to get you started with the basics, and then you have the platform to evolve to specialized topics that might come up in your own research, whether it be social science or neuroscience or engineering. PDF page 5 just has the little vignette that we draw a number of our examples from, the multi-level software comparative reviews. When Doug Bates put out LME4 especially, he redid all the standard examples from the various packages that are used throughout social and behavioral science and statistics, and tried them out in R to show the advantages. MLM-REV is the package where the data sets sit, PDF page 6. So I just put in some things just to show you. And MEMSS is the original set of data sets that we'll also draw from, which is before there was R, there was S and S plus, and that forked into R as open source. And the original Bates and Pajaro book has data on mixed effects models, has the data in MEMSS. So just showing you some of the players here. And here's Doug Bates. We should salute him on page 8 of the PDF. Just wanted to have some pages. And then page 9 is the least important slide. There's another picture of me. If you view the web page, you see pictures of me actually doing this recording, sitting just like I am now. Here's me alongside Brad Efron. That's what I would look like coming to class, although I'd have sunglasses and gym shorts on. So that's a complete run through as introduction, trying to give you a quick overview of how we do this course, and I hope this course is of interest to you.